Well, good morning, everybody. Here's your Pope Trivia of the Week. There have been only three popes from Africa. All of them come from what we would now call North Africa. And the last one of the three was the 49th pope, who was the pope from 492 until 496. That was Pope Gelasius. And he was the first pope to be called, there's lots of different titles for the pope, you know, and he was the first one to have the title Vicar of Christ as one of the, you know, we have Holy Father and so forth, but first one to be called the Vicar of Christ. So in any event, who knows, maybe the next pope, whenever that time will come from Africa. We never know. Here is what I was thinking about was this, with our readings. There's a word in Spanish that I really like, and it's convivir. And it really doesn't translate so good into English. It means to share life with, or to kind of do life with. And it's an important part of Hispanic culture. It's an important part of Catholic culture, quite frankly. And this word convivir, I remember when I was in Guatemala, which I think I've told you, I'm a blessed man. I've had, every summer's been a good summer in my life, but my favorite summer was the summer that I spent 3 months in Guatemala. And that would have been about 10 years ago. And I remember when that was kind of coming to a close, the last dinner that I had with my host family and my host brother, who was about 10 years younger than I am, he said, gracias por tu convivencia. Thank you for sharing life with us, for doing life with us. It's more than just like being around somebody or spending time with them. It captures this idea that we are really like doing life together. And I got to thinking about that word because I think God wants us to convivir with each other and to convivir with Him. And all of our readings kind of point to this, right? Like the first reading is God is praying, like, I want one flock and I don't want my flock scattered. I want them together. And you and I, thanks be to God, I would say we should thank God that we're Catholic every day. Only one in four Americans is Catholic. And what a blessing that we have the fullness of the sacraments, the fullness of the life in Christ. It's not a thing of pride to say that. It's a thing of joy and like utter thank you, Jesus, because I could have been born something else. But thanks be to God, all the generations ahead of me that gave me this faith and that we belong to the flock. Jesus prayed himself. He prayed and all, his prayer should be our prayer in Latin, ut unum sint, that they may be one. Jesus prays for one flock, and even a couple thousand years before Jesus, God is still working for one flock, and that's why he's telling Jeremiah, bring them together, folks, bring them together, and woe to those shepherds who scatter them. And our second reading, beautiful, beautiful kind of thing, turns out in the Church of Ephesus, St. Paul came across some lack of harmony, lack of unity, you might say. And so largely what the letter to the Ephesians is all about is the fact that we are meant to be one. In chapter 4, he says, strive constantly for the unity that Christ came to give. And in our second reading is from the second chapter of Ephesians. And I love this. Like, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. And this is the month in July we Catholics think about and spend time extra praying with the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus. In the bulletin this week, I put the litany of the precious blood in there. In his blood, by his blood, we are brought together who had been scattered afar. And that his precious blood unites us and gives us all life. That's what the blood is all about. And so that's what we've got going on here. That one body, says St. Paul. And five times in the second reading, he uses that word peace. The true peace is found in this fold, in the flock, together. True life is there. True peace is there. And then our gospel, we've got Jesus talking with the apostles. And it's funny, they all sit there and they recount all that they have been doing and what they've been teaching, what they've been busy about. And Jesus looks at them and says, "Come and I will give you rest." And this idea of convivir, of sharing life, doing life with each other and with Jesus is the most beautiful thing. And so like when it comes to each other, I always think this is a beautiful parish because there's so many people who we're friends and family, not just at church. We're friends and family even outside of church, knowing that this is where it really happens, but that I love it when families get together out for meals outside of church and people hang out together and people are together and the name of Jesus, and that it's a beautiful thing. It's one of the blessings of that small church communities that we started just before COVID came along. Somebody told me, I heard they said it to somebody else. They would never say it to me, probably. But I don't have to go to Mass. I can just listen to Father's homily online. That ain't going to do it. You know, half the time they're no good anyway. But what it's all about is being together and being together with each other, but with Jesus, to share life, to do life with each other. I always feel sad for people who have no religion and who don't have faith or who don't practice it. Because when you get sick, you get sick on your own. When you have troubles, you got troubles on your own. And when you die on your own. But when we're part of the flock, part of the family, in Christ, we have each other. And when we fall on hard times, we have each other's back. We're part of the family. And when somebody is hurting, it doesn't matter if they're related to me or not. They are related because of the blood of Jesus and because of the fact that we all have the same Father. You know, and that we're part of this family. That's what God wants for us. We're healthier, we're happier, we're holier when we are here, when we're together, and when we spend time with each other, not just in church ministries and at Sunday Mass, but even outside of that. One flock, right? And then we're also meant to convivir with God. That's what the Incarnation is all about. It's why God came to be one of us, so that He could, in a true, beautiful way, powerful way, share life with us, do life with us as one of us, and save us in that way. And we need to have those moments of pure intimacy with Jesus. And I think there's a lot of people who might even go to church every week. Praise the Lord, you do. But that never have this intimacy with Jesus that He wants in this gospel. "Come with me," He says, "and I will give you rest." That our true rest, our true peace, our true life, it's in Jesus, and that we are meant to convivir with Him. Not to, "Jesus, you do your thing, I'll do my thing," but that together I live in Him and He lives in me. That's the goal, you know? And that it is, but it's not just me and Him, it's also all of the flock, you know? And I think one way that we, so two things to think about. How am I conviviring with the other people in the church here? And how am I convivering with Jesus? How am I having this intimate kind of life with others in the parish? Am I doing that? Do I need to maybe plug into different ministries more, and to where I can truly share life with people, do life with people, and the same, and like with Jesus, how am I convivering with Him? Am I doing holy hour in the chapel? Am I going on a retreat every now and again? I know life is busy, but maybe a one-day retreat, maybe a half-a-day retreat where you go. The bulletin has got a thing for the men's retreat, a women's thing coming up, like all these different things. Kids, there's stuff. And like, to have those moments of intimacy with our Lord is very important. And so let's pray in gratitude for the fact that Jesus invites us to convivir with each other as members of the flock of the church he came to found, and that we also get to convivir with him, with God himself. What an incredible, incredible grace. Let's make use of it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.